Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One of the many great things about video games is the freedom they grant players to explore and make the adventure their own. But there's the flip side, that some games are designed so meticulously that they're actually playing the player themselves in ways they can't even begin to comprehend. These 10 video games all saw developers pulling off mind-boggling feats of trickery and deception, often to ensure the smoothest and most entertaining experience possible, or perhaps just to cover their own ass. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 genius ways video game developers outsmarted you. Number 10. Game secretly restarts your Xbox during loading screens. The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. Morrowind may be fondly recalled as one of the greatest RPGs of its era, but those who played it on the original Xbox are just as likely to remember the game for its famously lengthy loading times. But the loading screens were actually a devious smokescreen by Bethesda, who used the opportunity to literally reboot your Xbox console without you even knowing, in order to clear its memory cache, as the game's director Todd Howard confessed in a recent interview. He said, "There's been great tricks that Xbox taught us. My favorite one in Morrowind is, if you're running low on memory, you can reboot the original Xbox and the user can't tell. You can throw like a screen up. When Morrowind loads, sometimes you get a very long load. That's us rebooting the Xbox. That was like a Hail Mary." Given that this trick went completely undetected for almost an entire 20 years and is surely preferable to players having to literally reboot the console themselves and load the game all the way back up, it clearly paid off dividends. Number 9. Secret level select menu triggered by a bug. Sonic 3D Blast. In the case of Sonic 3D Blast, developers Traveller's Tales pulled a fast one over not only the players, but also Sega themselves. Though you can enter a cheat code to access the game's secret level select menu, you may also encounter it during gameplay in a seemingly random fashion. This is because the lead programmer of the Mega Drive version of the game, John Burton, coded it to throw up the level select menu whenever players encountered a game-breaking bug. This allowed players to resume from any level they wished, while also disguising the fact that the game just effectively crashed from both players and, perhaps more importantly, Sega's certification team. In more recent years, players also noticed that they could trigger the level select menu by wiggling the game cartridge around, which is actually due to the connection between the cartridge and the console being broken, which the Mega Drive would of course register as a bug and immediately transport players to the level select screen. In a word, genius. Number 8. First-time players get a damage buff online to encourage play. Gears of War. Tricking players within the carefully controlled environment of a single-player game is one thing, but multiplayer is an entirely different beast. But Epic Games implemented a subtle yet brilliant psychological trick to keep players glued to their Xbox while playing Gears of War multiplayer. Though the game is known for being relatively punishing for new players, the devs opted to remedy this by giving first-timers a damage buff and other sly advantages for their first few kills in their first game. The series lead designer Lee Perry said, "In Gears, found out 90% of first-time players don't play a second multiplayer match if they don't get a kill. That first game's important, so we started you off with some major advantages, like additional damage bonuses that tapered off with your first few kills. So if that first game of Gears made you feel empowered and badass, it wasn't so much a result of skill or even luck, as it was a carefully designed illusion to draw you in and stop you from rage quitting in record time." Number 7. It invented dynamic resolution to create true HD visuals. Wipeout HD. Though it's been a staple of PC gaming since its inception, dynamic resolutions have only recently been introduced into the console sphere, or so we all thought. However, the technique whereby a game alters its resolution on the fly to produce a continually smooth frame rate without the player noticing anything goes all the way back to 2008's Wipeout HD. The Hit Racer made the lofty promise that it would output at true 1080p, a rarity given that most PS3 games were either 720p or 1080i. And though Wipeout HD was widely praised for its jaw-dropping visual fidelity, developer Studio Liverpool actually tricked players and critics alike by employing dynamic resolution scaling in order to maintain a buttery smooth 60fps, even when the action was especially frantic. Considering how convincing a trick it was, it's much easier to respect the studio for their deception rather than begrudge them for it. Number 6. The endless stairs are caused by teleporting the player. Super Mario 64. Any Super Mario 64 fan worth their salt will remember the infamous endless stairs in Princess Peach's castle, where players without 70 power stars will find themselves endlessly running up a seemingly infinite flight of stairs without actually getting anywhere. But rather than design an actual never-ending staircase, Nintendo's dev team came up with an altogether more ingenious solution. By simply building the one staircase and coding the stairs to trap the player in a teleport loop between a few steps. The loop is seamless enough as to be totally imperceptible to players, such that for 25 years many have tried to discover sneaky ways to reach the top, such as using the famed backwards long jump glitch to basically brute force their way past the loop.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Small tables are actually buried shelves. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Bethesda strikes again with another totally radical feat of deception in the Elder Scrolls series, albeit a considerably more innocuous one than literally restarting your console. In Skyrim, any of the small tables you come across in the game world are actually shelves which have been half buried in the geometry of the map. Because in the time-consuming world of AAA game dev, any minute you can save is absolutely worth it. Though there's been some debate about the efficiency of burying objects underground, given that it still exists within the game world and will therefore present a cost to the system memory, it's certainly a creative way to recycle existing assets. For 99.999% of players, this went unnoticed, even after hundreds or even thousands of hours of play, and yet it's so deliciously elegantly simple, as the best tricks so often are. Number 4. The entire world is slanted to create the top-down view. The Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds. A Link Between Worlds is 2013's spiritual successor to 1999's SNES classic, The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. And in remaining consistent with its aesthetic, it's similarly presented from a top-down perspective, albeit in 3D. But because a purely top-down viewpoint in 3D wouldn't allow players to glean any of the finer details of the characters or environments, Nintendo were forced to actually make the entire game world slanted. Every item and character in the game was tilted backwards by 45 degrees, as players can momentarily observe for themselves by rotating the camera to the side when transforming into Link's 2D painting form. It's something almost all of us take totally for granted, and yet without such a tectonic geometric shift, A Link Between Worlds and games like it would look completely flat and featureless from above. Number 3. Sound effects are tied to NPCs. Half-Life. Sound design in video games is a whole other mess, as is perhaps evidenced no better than by Valve's groundbreaking FPS Half-Life, where the team had to get more than a little creative to make everything work. Only players who pay the utmost attention will notice that NPCs such as Barney move their mouths whenever they press buttons on doors and other objects, and this is because the resulting sound effects are actually tied to them. Due to unspecified technical issues, Valve were forced to attach these contextual sounds to the character activating the object rather than the object itself, resulting in the game's automated lip-sync script also playing out and their mouth moving along with the sound effect. It's easily missed if you don't happen to be looking intently at the NPCs as they're doing mundane things, and so it's yet another feat of masterful corner-cutting game dev from the fine folks at Valve. Number 2. You will trip over if the world hasn't loaded yet. Jak and Daxter: The Precursor Legacy. It's become increasingly common over the years for games with sprawling open worlds to only render portions of the environment within the player's sightline, as was demonstrated so impressively in Horizon Zero Dawn. But back in 2001, years before Horizon was even a twinkle in Guerrilla Games' eye, the first entry into the hit platformer franchise Jak and Daxter employed a frankly awards-worthy means of buying itself more time to load in assets. Basically, if the game was struggling to keep up and build the game world around you, it would force Jak and Daxter to trip over, wrestling control away from the player for around 2 seconds while it finished loading. Though most players will only come across this occasionally, speedrunners can find themselves becoming frequently unstuck by it, given that it's effectively a safeguard to stop players from running ahead of the game itself. As far as creative solutions to nagging technical issues go, though, this is masterful, and why would we expect anything less from Naughty Dog? Number 1. Rested XP encourages players to play for short bursts. World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft's rested XP system grants players an XP boost while they're offline, effectively incentivizing players to play for shorter bursts and log back in later, where they'll receive 200% of their otherwise unrested XP. But rested XP actually came about in the first place because Blizzard's prototypical scaled XP system was largely rejected by playtesters. Originally, the game was designed to gradually lower the amount of experience players received from 200% to 100% over a play session, to encourage playing for shorter periods of time. Play long enough and your XP would bottom out, incentivizing players to log out before then and return later. But players loathed it, and so designer Rob Pardo came up with the idea of making everything in the game effectively take twice as much XP to achieve, while rested XP would grant 200% XP gains until it ran out, and return the player to 100%. The idea is fundamentally the same as before, that you're encouraged to exploit the bigger XP gains and log out when they're gone, but now framed through the logical lens of rested XP, it seemed infinitely more acceptable to players. Now that's some incredible meddling with human psychology right there. That's the end of our list, but do let me know down in that comment section if you can think of any other genius ways video game developers outsmarted players. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness. Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.